Thank you. So I'm talking today about irritability and disruptive mood dysregulation disorder. So DMDD is a new mood disorder of childhood that was introduced in the DSM-5. It basically describes a group of children who are severely chronically irritable and experience really frequent, recurrent, severe temper outbursts. So irritability and DMDD are both very common in children with ADHD and associated with a much more severe clinical presentation. So increased comorbidities, more ADHD symptoms, and quite poor social functioning. We really don't know a lot about the longitudinal course of DMDD, though. There's been a couple of studies that have shown that it's relatively stable for a psychiatric disorder, but no longitudinal studies to date have investigated it in ADHD. There's also an emerging body of literature that's shown that irritability is associated with reduced grey matter volume in frontal and cingulate regions and also in the insula. So the aims of this study were to determine the proportion of children with ADHD who had persistent DMDD from 7 to 10 years of age, and also to explore whether irritability was associated with grey matter volume. So to do this, I've used data from two linked longitudinal cohort studies. The Children's Attention Project, which has a sample of children with ADHD and non-ADHD controls, and then the neuroimaging subcomponent. So to address aim one, we've used data from children at wave one of and wave three of CAP whose parents completed diagnostic interviews, and for aim two, the subgroup of those children who also had imaging data available. So we found that out of the children with ADHD, 38 met criteria for DMDD at either time point. Of those, 20% had persistent DMDD. And then in terms of the MRI analysis, this slide, the red dots give you the effect size, the 95% confidence intervals are in the bars, and the dotted line in the middle shows no effect. So as you can see, there were a number of regions in frontal areas and in the cingulate, as well as the insula, that where higher levels of irritability were associated with reduced grey matter. So these effects were mostly in the left hemisphere. So in summary, what we found was that of the children with ADHD with comorbid DMDD, 1 in 5 had a persistent DMDD diagnosis from 7 to 10. And irritability is being associated with reduced grey matter volume across those multiple regions, which is really quite consistent with a lot of the neuropsychological studies that have been published showing that irritability is associated with poor emotion regulation, abnormal reward processing, and poor executive functioning. So what does this mean and where do we go from here? With the longitudinal nature of this study, we'll be able to look at whether irritability is associated with differential trajectories of grey matter volume development. And an avenue that I think is particularly exciting is looking at whether interventions that target executive function and emotion reward processing result in reduced irritability, and whether that is also associated with changes in neurological functioning. So I've put this example of this really interesting paper here by Joel Stoddard. They did a small pilot study where they used a computer program to shift a hostile attribution bias just pre-post study, but they found that when that attribution bias was shifted, irritability was also reduced in those children, and it was associated with functional changes in the brain. So yeah, watch this space. And just a big thank you to all my co-authors.